This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning. How are you?
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you as well. All right, let's take a look at some of the stories that we're covering today. Young political leaders experience Shabbat. Tell us about this.
So this is part of a program which the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies has been running for some years now, where we hold a Shabbat dinner as well as a Shabbat service and invite a different sector of society. So the way it works is that typically, so we will invite members of the Labour Party or the Liberal Party or the Chinese community to come to synagogue, to come to the Shabbat service on a Friday night, so typically running for about an hour, and then we adjourn to an adjoining hall where we have a Shabbat dinner. The formalities are at a minimum, and it's a great opportunity to literally break bread and just to form or strengthen relationships. So last Shabbat, Friday night, we held one with young political leaders. So we had 120 people. Mm. We had the presidents of the young Liberals, presidents of the young Nationals, leaders of the young Labour Party, 12 members of the young Greens, which was very significant, because there are complex issues with the Green sector where some support BDS even, and there have been very fraught relations between the Jewish community and the Greens, and we have been trying to work on that, and so for 12 young Greens to come along was encouraging and significant, as well as members of a whole range of civil society organizations, as well as obviously presidents of our Australian Union of Jewish Students campuses, so 30 Jewish young adults and about 90 members of civil society. And we invited the leaders of the four major parties, the Nationals, Liberals, Labour and Greens, to each speak for 5 minutes on how they want to, you know, save the world through the prism of their own party. So really very heartwarming, encouraging, even inspiring for people across civil society to come together to talk about Tikkun Olam, which many of them did. Mm. And the most interesting part as well, one of the interesting parts, drawing parallels between Jewish values and the values of their party as they see it. So really encouraging and bringing together, like I said, leaders of right across civil society, including all the major political parties, under the umbrella of the Jewish community. And so therefore, in so doing, also forming or strengthening connections with the Jewish community. And it stands to reason that some of those present there will go on to be leaders of this country, political leaders of this country, because they already committed and involved, etc. So it was a really great night, and you know, half an hour after it ended at 9 o'clock, half of the room was still there networking and smoozing.
Amazing.
So great evening.
Absolutely amazing. Well done. Well done for organizing that. Possible test case for new law against incitement to violence. Tell us about this.
So this goes to the other side of the dial, unfortunately. Listeners might recall last year a law was passed in the state, and without blowing my own trumpet, as a direct result of a campaign which we ran for the last 3 years. And this was a campaign to get this government of the state to outlaw incitement to violence on the basis of race, religion, gender, sexuality, and a whole lot of other categories. And there were, you know, I'm talking about a couple of hundred meetings, 50 media interviews. It was an intensive campaign for 3 years. This new law is called Section 93Z. It is now a crime to incite violence on those basis, mm-hmm. on that basis.
Right.
And now something has occurred which we think might be the first test case against that. And it's somebody who, in his great wisdom, has posted on Gab, which Gab is a hardline right-wing form of Twitter, in which he wrote, quote, "It is time to legalize the kike cull." Kike, as we all know, is a derogatory word for Jews. Quote, "The only way to stop suicide is to cleanse the world of the Zionist Jew." And then it goes on, and yet there's more. Now, you know, lawyers might say, well, he's calling for legislative reform. The only way to stop suicide is to cleanse the world. So he wants a new law or not. So I've actually taken advice from the Attorney General's office. They believe that we should submit this to the police. And let's see where it goes. So it's, is this an incitement to violence or not? It could be the first test case.
All right. It'll be very interesting to see. And, of course, we'll follow that story. Finally, Australia is sending the largest ever team to Pan American Maccabi Games in Mexico.
And Australian Maccabi always prides itself on sending, you know, 400 or 500 athletes, you know, to Maccabi Games in Israel. And less known is the Pan American Maccabi Games. So these are going to be taking place in Mexico City, you know, less in 2 weeks' time, and Australia will be sending close on 150 athletes, ranging from junior to youth to open to masters. The oldest competitor being 85 years old, a Maccabi tennis player, Bert Rosenberg, a former champion, and in fact a former doubles champion, Australian doubles champion, never mind Maccabi, but a former Australian doubles champion, and he's now 85, and he's going along as well. So it's very nice that, you know, Maccabi's alive and well in Mexico City, and Australia will be one of 23 countries taking part.
Amazing.
I'm assuming South Africa is not part of the Pan American Games.
No, I can't see a good reason why they would be, but
well, listen, Australia and Israel are part of Eurovision, so
well, exactly.
So don't look for logic.
It's true. You guys get to play at Eurovision, so that's a whole different story. Absolutely fantastic, and I hope that goes well. I've been chatting to Vic Aladev, Chief Executive Officer of New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. Thanks, Vic. We speak to him every Tuesday. Get an update.